Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829. 623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, or wherever you're picking up this program and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I just want to take time off to share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Our services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then every Tuesday morning from 11 to 1, we have what we call midday prayer and Bible study. We partner with a ministry that is called the Prayer Sanctuary, and the Prayer Sanctuary meet for prayer from 11 till quarter past 12, and then I do a Bible study from quarter past 12 to 10 to 1. So if you live in the East-West Corridor and you do listen to the program regularly and you would love to come to a midday session, and you know, like you're close to the church in terms of where the area is, and you want to come and just be a part of the prayer and Bible study, you can come. If you can't make it for the Bible study, but you could come from 11 to 12 for the prayer, come for the prayer. If you can't come for the prayer from 11 to 12, but you could come for the Bible study from 12:15 to 10 to 1, do come. We teach the Word of God and cause the Word of God to work magnificently in your life as you learn how to understand, believe, and apply God's Word. So that is every Tuesday morning. Then we meet on a Friday evening. Same location, 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria, at 7:15 for our Friday night service, where we get into awesome worship, teaching of the Word, and then ministry to people. So you have been listening. It is a blessing to you. You want to come and be a part, do come and be a part. Then I want to inform you to check us out on our ministry website. You can check out the website, fogwm.org. And the beauty of the website is that everything we teach here on radio is placed on that site, and there is no course. You can go online, you can listen, you can download, and plenty of people do take advantage of it because the Word of God is the key to your success. So I want to encourage you, check out the ministry website, fogwm.org. Then outside of that, connect with us, become a friend with us on Facebook. Focus on God's Word Ministry, become a friend with us on Facebook, like us, and then what we do is our Sunday morning teaching service live on Facebook, so you can always go back to Facebook and watch a live session of us teaching the Word of God. I mean, there are so many avenues available for you to come and take advantage of God's Word and feed on it, and according to my good friend, starve your doubt to death. So let me encourage you, do check us out. Amen. Now, I also want to invite you to Grace Tabernacle on that is located in California, Coover, and their services are every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Grace Temple, you cannot miss it. You're going down the Southern Main Road in Coover. As you pass the roundabout heading south, you would see the big sign, Temple of Grace, and it's right in there. Every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So do connect with Pastor Lewis and his wife and have an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. Now, we want to get into the Word of God. I want to begin a new series today, and the name of the series would be Introduction to the Gifts of the Spirit. Now, we are going to get into the gifts of the Spirit that are all mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. And we're going to be studying these gifts of the Spirit, what they are, how they function. But before we get into the gifts of the Spirit, we will be doing a prelude before that, which I call introduction to the gifts. And in dealing with introduction to the gifts, we're going to be focusing on the first 6 to 7 verses of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So we're going to read it, and then we're going to go back into verse 1 and begin to focus on these, because these are the introduction information that you need in order to grasp the concepts of the gifts of the Spirit and flow in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." Verse 7, it says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each man to profit with all." So these verses cover what I call introduction to the gifts. From verse 8 to 11, it covers the gifts of the Spirit. Now, let's go back to verse 1 and pay attention to it. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." Now, I want to read this out of the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says it this way. It says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your questions about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I do not want you to misunderstand this." So basically, both the New Living Translation and the traditional King James are saying the same thing at the end of the verse, which is, for the New Living Translation, he says he does not want us to have misunderstanding. Traditional King James says, Paul says, "I do not want you to be ignorant," in that when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit, God, by His Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, said to the body of Christ, "I do not want you ignorant about these things." Yet, these gifts of the Spirit, people are extremely ignorant about them. People don't know what they are. People don't know how they function. And people don't know how to yield themselves to the Holy Spirit so He can flow with these things through them. And what has happened in the body of Christ, we have seen one or two persons flow in what we may think is a gift of the Spirit. But if we don't know it's a gift of the Spirit, what it is and how it functions, how are we sure that what we've seen in manifestation is a gift of the Spirit? The very thing that Paul said through the Spirit of God, he doesn't want us to be ignorant of. Sad to say, in the body of Christ, these are the things that we are ignorant about. Now go look again with me, because many of you tell me you study with me. So look again in your Bible at 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 1. It says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts," if you notice the word gifts, in my Bible, it is in italics, which means it is a word that was not there in the original translation. And this word was added by the translators. And that's something beautiful that the translators did, in that when they would do translating from Greek to English, if there is to try and make English language sound properly, they will add words for language, for grammar sake. And when they are doing that, they will normally put it in italics. So you notice that the word gifts is in italics, which means it was not in the original script. In the original script, this is how this verse is mentioned. It says, "Now concerning spiritual, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." They could have said, "Now concerning spiritual things," but seeing that the chapter focused primarily on gifts of the Spirit, they say spiritual gifts. Now, I want us to understand something. What Paul is really saying is that when it comes to spiritual things, he does not want us to be ignorant. You get me? When it comes to spiritual things, he does not want us to be ignorant. Now, I wanted to grasp this. There are certain things in life we can be ignorant about, and it doesn't affect our lives. And there are certain things in life we must not be ignorant about, because they can and do affect our lives. So when it comes to spiritual gifts, you may think that that is something that you can afford to be ignorant about, because you don't know the impact it can have on your life, in your life, and through your life. So you may think it's something you could stay ignorant about. But really and truly, you have to analyze, is that something I can be ignorant about and live and be successful in my Christian walk? Or is that something I need information about in order to be successful in my Christian walk? And too many times, we don't analyze these things. We just go to church, hear somebody say something, leave church, and think we did our duty, because Christianity, part of it means that you go to church. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. So you're going to be obedient to that, and you go to church and you see it as a duty. You don't really go there thinking that what I am going there for is a whole educational process. And there's a reason for that. One of the challenges we have, especially in our country, we have more preachers than we have teachers. We have more proclaimers than we have explainers. And that's the difference between the preaching anointing and the teaching anointing. The preaching anointing doesn't focus on explaining much. What it focuses on is proclaiming much, whereas the teaching anointing, it focuses on explaining and less proclaiming. I get in trouble, but hear me. If you really want to grow in the things of God, you don't need just a diet of proclaiming truth. You need a diet that explains truth. And there's a big difference between them. Say, man of God, what's the difference? One tells you what you need to do. The other tells you how to go about doing it. So you need both. But in our society, we tend to swing more to the proclaimers, and then we still don't get the job done because the proclaimers tell us what we need to do, but it didn't explain how we go about doing it. I'm so fortunate. I say fortunate. And I'm grateful to God that He raised me up with an explaining ability, but that sometimes leaves me out, because we tend to lean towards the proclaimers and not so much the explainers, because the explainers make you feel as though you're in school and you're going to school and you have to open your Bible and you have to take a notepad and you have to take notes and you're this and you're that, and you're like, no, just give me a shot in the arm, just tell me God's gonna do this for me, just tell me God wants to do this, and then let me leave. Don't show me about how God is going to do it or what I need to do to get God to do it. And that is a problem we have. So therefore, we don't pay much attention to the fact that we may be ignorant about a lot of stuff. And there are some two portions of scripture when I was studying that came to my mind. One is found in Hosea 4 and verse 6. And I just want to deal with part A of that verse. Part A of that verse says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is what God said to the nation of Israel. But this is a truth that is parallel. It can also work for the body of Christ. We will perish for lack of knowledge. Put it the next way. Jesus said it in Matthew 4 and verse 4. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. Then I'm saying that the next scripture is coming to me. I think this one is in Matthew 28, where he says, go ye unto all the world, preach the gospel. And I think I'm quoting it wrong and I want to quote it right. So let me go to it. Matthew 28, I think it's verse 19 into verse 20. Yeah, and in verse 19, it says, go ye therefore and teach, not just preach, teach all nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Not just proclaiming to them, because proclaiming tells you what to do. Teaching does explanation. So what really happens here is that in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul understands that, and he's bringing them to the place where, listen, you cannot be ignorant about spiritual gifts. Now, hear me good. Not just gifts of the Spirit. As believers, we should never be ignorant about spiritual things. You should always be pursuing truth. You must never come to a place where you are ignorant about spiritual things. And here's the reason why. Peter made a profound statement in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. And let me show you why you need not be ignorant about spiritual things. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he makes up, listen to this profound statement. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. So now I want you to get this. If you are ignorant about the knowledge of God, then it hinders grace and peace being multiplied to your life. So you can't afford to be ignorant about spiritual things because it will hinder your ability to walk in the grace that God has provided for you. It will hinder your ability to walk in the peace God has provided for you. And you will find that life challenges will be beating you 24/7 and you just don't know what to do. And the problem may not be God. The problem may be you lacking knowledge about the things of God, which are spiritual. So in verse 2, he says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus of the Lord. Then go into verse 3. It says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him. Again, look at that. Look at that. Notice this, that he has given that. Well, let me go back. Look at it. According as his divine power has given unto us all things. Not going to give us, but has given us. Not going to give us, but has given us all things that pertain unto life and what? Godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. What type of nature does God have? It's a divine supernatural nature. And the way we partake of it is through the promises. But we know about the promises as we gain knowledge of him. So when Paul says that he doesn't want us to be ignorant about spiritual things, it means that there are some things spiritually you need to know in order to make you enjoy this life that God has for you. You know, the scripture says that he has given unto us all things that pertain to life. You're listening to me, and you may be faced with some situation and challenges. I am telling you, you have the wisdom already from God to deal with those situations. The problem is you don't know how to access what you already have. But it doesn't mean that God has not already given, else this verse lie. This verse said he has given unto us. If he has given it, he has given it. Us not manifesting it doesn't mean that he has not given it. What it means is that we lack knowledge in how to appropriate what he has already given. Are you getting where I'm coming from? Yeah, he has already given it. And he gave it to us so that we can live a natural life supernaturally. So our success or failure, hear me, our success or failure can be determined by our understanding or lack of understanding about spiritual things. Now, I could take that many different angles and teach you for 2 hours on that, but I don't have that time. But here's what it says. Our success or failure can be determined by our understanding or lack of understanding about spiritual things. Now, I have something I want to for example, let me use what I have here, but something coming up in my spirit. So when I finish this, I'll go back to that. But here's what I have here. Let's say, for example, long life. The Bible says in the book of Psalm, with long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. Yet you and I know Christians who did not and do not experience long life. Now, I don't want to get into the theology of it, because that versus, well, let me do it. I'm a teacher. Let me explain, because that confused people too. People say, but you know, the Bible says in Psalm 91, verse 16, he says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, many of us have that preached to us that God wants us to have long life. And that is true. You find it in Ephesians also, that if you honor your mother and father, it would be well with you and you shall live long on the earth. So long life is God's plan and purpose. But long life is not automatic. Anything, hear me clearly, people, hear me. Anything that is God's will for us is not automatic. Therefore, because it's not automatic, we can experience it or not experience it. Why? Because it's not automatic. It means that it is based on other conditions. I hope you're hearing me. Now, don't take off your radio here because I put it that way. But what I'm saying is true. It's based on other conditions. And if you are ignorant about those other conditions, you will not experience long life. You know, I knew a Christian years ago, and no other Christian years ago, who was murdered in a robbery. Now, this Christian guy was not a senior guy, you know, he wasn't old, but he wasn't young, and he had a business in a hot spot. And he would say for years that anytime those young guys try to rob him, they will have to kill him. Well, at some point they did try to rob him and they did kill him. And people were confused. Well, you know, the Bible says long life. Why did this man die? Yes, long life is God's will, but God's will is not automatic. And we can contribute to God's will working our life or not working in our life based on information we had. He didn't understand that Mark 11:23 and Proverbs 19:18-20 was working against him, because he kept saying anytime they come to rob him, they will have to kill him. He never was saying that anytime they come to rob him, they will not succeed. God will stand for me. That was his confession. He created his will with his words. So even though long life was God's will, his lack of knowledge about the power of words work against him instead of for him. Now, some of you listening to me, you may want to dismiss that and say, nah, pastor, nah, preacher, what are you saying? My words do create. Well, let me tell you, if you want to dismiss it, do this exam. Check what you have been saying for the last 5 years and check where you are presently and see if what you are saying haven't contributed to where you are right now. Check some of the mountains in your life and 5 years ago you have been saying certain things and today you are at the same place. A case in point, many of you listening to me, you don't save money and you have been saying for years, I cannot save money, and you believe it with your heart and you say it with your mouth, and your world has created your present environment. I'll let that sink. So we have to understand this. So long life is the will of God for all of us, but it's not automatic, so all of us don't experience it. Amen? The will of God is not automatic. Now watch this. Proverbs 4, because I say you can't be ignorant about spiritual things. Proverbs 4 and verse 10. Here's what Solomon said. He said, "Hear, O my son, and receive my saying." This is what the Lord is saying through his manservant. "And the years of thy life shall be many." Well, if long life is automatic, why did Solomon, by the Spirit of God, had to tell his son to receive his sayings before the years of his life shall be many? It means that what you know impacts on your ignorance, bring you into a place of information, and information contributes to you experiencing the things that God has promised. So you cannot be ignorant about spiritual things. Let's look at the next one. Proverbs 3, verse 1 to 4. It says, "My son, forget not my law." Woo! The law here doesn't refer just to the Ten Commandments, but to the first five books of the Bible which God gave to the children of Israel. "So my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Why? Verse 2. "For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Now, I was cool with the length of days and long life. But you see, when he said peace, I said, you know, that's important, because there are a lot of us who want long life, but we don't enjoy it with peace. We don't have peace in the long life, but we want long life, but there's no peace. So when he said for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee, then he says, and let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them upon thy neck, write them upon the tablet of thine heart, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So what it primarily saying is this: even though long life is promised to us, lack of information can cause you not to live out that. You know, one coming up into my spirit here now, this minister of the gospel went home early to be with the Lord. And there were much prayer session going on and so forth, you know, and questions asking, because this was an outstanding minister of the gospel. And the Spirit of God said something to one of the ministers. No, he has to come home. I told him I wanted him to do X, Y, Z. And up to now, after all these years, he has not obeyed me. Ooh. Whoa, that's heavy. That means that sometimes, now you don't go get yourself in a rut and thinking you're going to die now because, you understand me? But this is illustration. The Spirit of God just bring it to me. Lack of knowledge. You and I, he had to do something and he wasn't doing it. So he was operating in the sin of commission. He know what he had to do, what he was commissioned to do, and he wasn't doing it. And he was operating in disobedience in that, and he went home to be with the Lord. Now, that is not the case with everybody. That may not be the case with you, so don't make it personal. This is just an illustration that came up in my spirit, in that our success in life, and we're talking about long life, has a lot to do with man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. We need spiritual truths. We need understanding to live out the will of God. Now, yeah, Pastor, but what will happen if I'm trying my best to do what I want to follow God's plan and I only know so much? Well, the Bible teaches in the book of Acts that in times of ignorance, God wink. Don't worry, he will wink at you. Amen? But there's a time when you are not going to be ignorant. He's not going to wink. He's expecting you to walk in truth. Now, this is really going good, and I hope you tune in next week, because I'm really going to do a complete study on the gifts of the Spirit, and this is just the introduction to it. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry. It has certainly been a joy sharing God's Word with you. We want to hear from you. If you have a spiritual need to be saved, a spiritual need to be healed, a spiritual need to be filled with the Spirit, speaking in tongues, or you have a natural need and you want somebody to come into agreement with you, believing God for you to receive, then give us a call at any of these two numbers. You can call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. And somebody will be there to connect with you and pray with you and minister to you. Also, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow generously into our ministry. It costs money to be on the air. And as I normally say, they charge by the second. So we want to give you an opportunity to sow. You know, the Bible says, let him that teach it, he that receive, communicate unto him that teach it in all good things. So you can go to any First Citizen branch and sow a generous seed into Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry. Account number 175-8015. You don't have to stand up in a line. You can do it as a fast deposit. And boy, and we will be grateful. Call us, let us know, so we can come into agreement with you to believe God with you for the corresponding return on your seed sown. And for all of you who have been sowing generously, enabling us to do what God has called us to do, we say thank you. We believe, God, that everything this ministry accomplishes through the teaching of God's word, that you had a part to play, and God will honor you for such. Amen. Because the anointing of my life is to teach God's word, enabling people to live better with God. So tune in next time. Stay blessed, stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.